Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to branch out, to take a leap of faith, to love yourself and others fully? Then let go of whatever no longer serves you to take action now on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. With Erica's E3 approach, equipping, empowering, and enlightening yourself so you can be yourself for yourself. Get ready and get rooted to live a life without regrets, without what ifs, without should haves, and especially without empty feelings from a life unexplored. This hit show helps you build powerful and intentional roots, ready and powerfully rooted in your yes. Get fearlessly ready with your host, Erica Gifford Mills, and be fearless about your more and stand in your yes. Now on Get Rooted Radio.
Hello, everybody. I'm Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go, right here on Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to my first show. I am so excited and, of course, nervous about my premiere episode. But because I am so thankful to be here, first thing I wanted to do is let you know I'm giving away a copy of each of my 2018 collaboration books. So what you need to do is just be one of the first three callers to receive one of the three books, which include The Professional Woman, Self-Esteem, Confidence, and Empowerment, or Natural and Organic Healing, The Ultimate Guide to Health and Wellness, or Woman of Courage, Volume 2. So if you want to claim one of those three copies, I just need you to call in at 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. And Carter, say hi, Carter.
Hey, everybody.
He is an excellent producer, and he is going to take down your information, and we will get those books out to you within the next week. So let's get started. First, a little bit about me. So who am I? Have you ever thought about that? That question, that phrase, I am. For example, when you first meet someone, especially here in the States, what is said? How are you introduced? Or how do you introduce others? For example, when you first meet someone, especially at a, you don't know, at a party, you're talking about the weather, you might ask, what do you do? Typically, it's referring to one's profession or job. We all know that we are so much more than how we earn our money. We identify ourselves in many ways, but individually, these things don't define us. But that phrase, I am, two very powerful words, but what comes after can either be defeating or uplifting. It just depends on what follows up. So who am I? I am a mother to a most fantastic son. I am uberly proud of him, and I am very biased. I am a sister. I have an older brother and six older sisters. I'm an aunt to over 50 nieces and nephews and counting. I am a friend. I'm an entrepreneur and business owner. I'm a Midwesterner, not loving being a Midwesterner right now with all the snow that we've been getting. I'm an empowerment and personal coach. I'm a volleyball coach. I'm a volunteer. I'm an advocate. I'm an author. I'm a speaker, and now a talk radio host. But I'm even more, just like everybody out there. I'm also afraid, lonely, sad, anxious, definitely anxious, especially today, excited, joyous, grateful, and thankful. But what does this all mean, and how did it bring me to be on the air with you right today? So I'm educated and trained in the legal and compliance arenas, picture law firms and corporations. I liked what I did for years, and I was pretty good at it too. But it wasn't what I longed for. I didn't know that at the time, but something always felt like it was missing. I felt like I wanted more. And I was thinking maybe it was just, I'm not active enough. I'm sitting all day. I'm on the computer or on the phone. So my son and I started taking Taekwondo classes together, and I really enjoyed it. Trust me, when you can yell and scream and punch and kick and nobody looks at you funny, that's a good place to be. It's very exhilarating. While I was taking these Taekwondo classes, I really enjoyed the group atmosphere. So I decided about 10 years ago to come certified to teach fitness classes. Again, I really enjoyed it and I really liked it, but I felt there was something more. There was something more that I could be doing. It was during the time working with the various men and women looking to achieve a goal, and typically it would be weight loss or training for a competition, I saw that my clients were only looking at their physical health, their physical self. They had blinders on, but because I could not figure out what they weren't doing, or I was working out, I'm eating right, I'm not achieving my goals. It was then that I realized that they needed to go deeper. And through some personal things that I experienced that you will hear about over the next hour, that I needed to go deeper. So I studied and I earned countless certifications and diplomas, but it was really my experiences in talking to countless people personally and professionally that I knew I was changing myself and that I could help others as well. And that's where this show comes in. And that's what my hope for Get Rooted Radio truly is to become an avenue where I can help others through my words and my journey. But why living it up, loving it up, and letting it go? Well, I believe you must first let go of limiting beliefs, negative self-talk, the insecurities based on your past mistakes, decisions, or words, whether they're from your own thoughts and beliefs that are in your head or the way you speak to yourself, or that others may have spoke to you. So think of your life like a book, right? And we are the writers. We are the authors. Each page has led to something different. But knowing that you are the author, you can rewrite each chapter. So do you remember those create your own story or create your own ending books? Those were my favorite growing up. So you'd be reading along. And then if you wanted the character to go down this route, you'd go to page 33. If you wanted to go down this route, you'd go down to page 57. And I loved those because if you didn't like what happened, you could change it. And that's what your life is. You are the creator of your story. You have the power to change the ending. And your life is not over if you don't like what happened, because you are the author. So there's this quote by Ann Landers. It reads, "Some people believe holding on and hanging in there are signs of great strength. However, there are times when it takes much more strength to know when to let go and then do it." And that's where the letting go. So you have to learn to let it go. And first, loving it up. And I should say next, loving it up. You must love yourself fully. Until you value yourself, you won't value your time. Until you value your time, you won't do anything with it. So loving yourself is knowing your values and your beliefs and be willing to stick up for them. Make the appropriate boundaries and reinforce them. That means keep them. You tell somebody not to cross this line, don't let them cross that line. Love yourself for what you are and where you are at the time. Don't let the little green monsters, the twins, as I like to refer to them as, envy and jealousy, make you compare yourself to others, because comparison is truly the thief of joy. You want to be the best version of yourself for yourself. And then finally, living it up. Live a life without regret. Nike has it right. Just do it. Just do the thing. And what is that thing? That thing is different for everybody. That thing is your big dream, your goal. As the saying goes, go on that trip, buy the shoes, eat the cake. And it couldn't be further from the truth. Don't look back and say, what if? Say, I did. You might fail, but that's when you learn and that's when you grow. You will never have that regret on, I should have, I could have. And celebrate each step of your journey and enjoy the journey. Because the destination will not seem as great or as sweet if you don't enjoy the ride. So Tiffany Parker said, living a life you love starts with the retraining of your thoughts and what you believe is possible. And that is so true. If you believe you can't, I say it to my volleyball girls all the time, I can't do that. And I reply, you're absolutely right, you can't. They look shocked when I say that. But I said, because you've already given up. You've told yourself you can't. So if you think you can't, you're absolutely right. I can believe in you 100%, but if you don't believe in yourself, you will not take that next step. And it's true. You need to make sure that you are retraining your thoughts and retraining your actions to go forward. So living it up, loving it up, letting it go. And that's what brought me to Get Rooted Radio. So although that experience as a talk radio host so far is way out of my comfort zone, I know I wanted a challenge and I knew I wanted to reach as many people as possible in order to empower and enlighten and energize them. Like I've been lifted up and helped by so many others. So I'm truly hoping all of you amazing listeners learn from my experiences, my failures and my victories, my loves and my losses, so that we can all grow into the best versions of ourselves. It's the core reason I began my business, Balance Symmetry, and provide virtual coaching for clients globally. Being an international empowerment and life coach is truly my passion. But I wouldn't have found it without some tough and trying times and being open to letting go, leaning in to love myself as I am, flaws and all, and living my life to its fullest. But my journey truly began with losing myself. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will explore what happens when one loses their self, and I'm going to fill you in on my journey to self-discovery and what it truly means to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Don't forget to be one of the first three callers at 1-800-930-2819 to get a copy of one of my three collaboration books. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Are you new to playing with the law of attraction or a seasoned pro looking for an easy and organized way to monitor your co-creation endeavors as you draw them from the immaterial planes into your physical reality? Then join me over at goldenotter.us for bi-monthly new and full moon rituals where we plant seeds of intention, then harvest the fruits of our desires as part of a dynamic community in the members-only Lunar Manifestations Forum. I'm Autumn Seibel, host of Golden Otter Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream, and I can't wait to meet you.
If you've ever had a broken heart, you know how painful that can be, and how long it can sometimes take to heal it. I'm Megan Edge, author of The Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts, Oracle Cards, and Guidebook, published with Balboa Press and Hay House. In The Heart's Journey, I share with you my own heartbreak, and how I healed it through the beautiful hearts that found me in nature. From taking photographs of these hearts for myself, I've created this beautiful toolkit, which includes the guidebook, which has my story, how to work with oracle cards as a healing tool, and the story of each of these hearts as they cross my path. I've also created a beautiful journal. There's a pen, a bookmark, and of course, the 42 Healing Hearts Oracle Cards. You can order the Heart's Journey, Healing Hearts Oracle Cards, and guidebook through my website, meganedge.ca, through Balboa Press, Amazon, and many other places online or your local shops. I look forward to hearing about your heart's healing.
We're back on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. So during the last segment, I told you a little bit about myself, but now I want to take you on a journey, my journey of how I came to where I am today. But if you've missed any portion of today's episode, you can catch it on transformationtalkradio.com or at getrootedradio.com. And as a reminder, I'm giving away a copy of each of my 2018 co-authored books. And you just need to be one of the first three callers during today's show at 1-800-930-2819. And let's say you don't get a chance to get that free copy. No worries. You can go to getrootedradio.com and get your copy right there. So now let's get back to my journey. What happens when the person you look up to, the person you thought was indestructible, suddenly dies and you blame yourself? That's what happened to me, and I lost myself for some time. My mother was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer in October of 2012. The prognosis was not good, and while we were still fighting, we were also trying to be realistic. My father, my siblings, and I were preparing for her to die. She had very extensive surgery, and even with that surgery, the prognosis wasn't great. Pancreatic cancer is typically not found in a timely manner, and so fighting it becomes quite hard. So going through her chemo treatments, my father decided to retire. He was still working. He retired at the age of 81 in January of 2013. He loved his business, and he truly loved what he did. He was an arborist, a tree surgeon. My daddy, yes, folks, I call him daddy even at 45, is a strong man. He's proud. He's a proud father. He's an incredible father, husband, brother, and businessman. I learned entrepreneurial spirit and truly setting people's expectations through business from him. I would listen to him. I know it'd be like 6 a.m. and I'd be listening to him in his office make business calls. And I remember coming down the stairs one time and saying, "Dad, you can't talk like that to people. Like, what are you doing?" And he's like, "Sweetheart, I'm just setting expectations. I don't want them to think I can do something when I can." And that stuck with me. So to this day, I do my best to do that. But back to my dad. He's the outdoor type, rugged. You know what I mean. You see flannel shirts. He's an arborist, a lumberjack. I could count on him for a good swift kick in the butt. But I could also crawl into his lap and get a bear hug and words of encouragement anytime I needed. Raising 7 girls wasn't easy. My brother was probably a vacation from him after all these girls. However, he made sure that we were all strong and knowing that we could do anything that we wanted. We just had to work hard and believe in ourselves. He took great pride in loving his family, especially his wife. I would just beam and smile when I saw them looking at each other, when they thought nobody was looking, and the sense of pride and joy that they had in their relationship and their family was unbelievable. There truly wasn't words for it. So it came as a great shock to receive a call from the hospital that he had an accident. It was March 18th, the day after St. Patrick's Day. It was early morning, probably to mid-morning, that I got a call from my dad. And he says, "I'm at the hospital. The nurse wants to talk to you." And the first thing I thought is, "Oh my goodness, what's wrong with mom?" And it wasn't. It wasn't my mom. It was him. He was walking the dog. He slipped and fell on the ice, and he ended up driving himself to the hospital because his elbow hurt. He had hit his head. He knew it hurt, but his elbow was more painful than his head. Unfortunately, he had to be taken by ambulance to a hospital up in the city where they had a more special neuro ICU. He had bleeding on the brain and was going to have emergency surgery. This was all a shock. We were like, what? How did this happen? So he had emergency brain surgery that evening, and he ended up staying in the neuro ICU for 4 days. He was doing better. I mean, we had some very comical moments. I think all my siblings would agree. There were laughs and jokes at my father's expense, but he was a good sport. But he hated hospitals. He truly did. He felt confined. So when he was transferred to an inpatient rehabilitation wing of the hospital, we were like, this is great. He's going to get physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy. And those are all the things that he needed. After all, he had an important job when he got out. He needed to take care of my mom. Because all this time, my mom's still going through chemo treatments. She's still fighting her cancer. And he needed to be strong for himself, but also to get home and take care of his wife. So he was doing what he was supposed to be doing, although he's very stubborn. One of us would always be spending the night at the hospital room, primarily because he was an early riser. He'd get up at 3:30 in the morning to do his book work, to read the Bible, to do his exercises, to get the dog walked so that he could be ready and out the door by 6 a.m. So he didn't want to change his schedule. He still wanted to get up at 3:30 in the morning. The problem was he couldn't get out of bed himself. He always needed assistance while he was learning to rewalk, retalk, and really get himself back to normal. So we were all taking turns trying to make sure everything was okay. Well, I was there on Tuesday night, and my son was with me, and we had some good laughs and long talks. He was watching American Pickers because he knew that would be what my mom was watching. And he turned to me and he told me, "You're a good mom." And I tell you, even when I say it now, I get quivery, because that is the best thing I've ever done in my life, was my son. And for him to acknowledge that and tell me that was probably one of the best moments of my life. And he told me how much he loved me and how proud he was of me. And now it's not unusual that my father would give me encouragement and compliments, but it was just so sincere in that moment that I took it so personally. Even now, he made me promise that I wouldn't come back in the morning, because I was coming back at 7 a.m. every morning to make sure that he was listening to the nurses, because he didn't always do that. And he made me promise, don't come in the morning, don't come. So we made a deal. I would come at lunch and I would bring him a burger because he was sick of the hospital food. The next morning, I received a phone call about 9:40, 9:50 a.m. from the nurse saying, "How quickly can you get here? There's been a change in your father's condition." I probably broke several laws that day because I really don't remember how I got from my home to the hospital, but I was running through the hospital to get to his room. And when I entered, there was white coats as far as you could see. There were nurses and doctors running in and out of his room. And I ran inside, and there was my father. He had already been intubated, and they were performing CPR. I dropped to my knees. I held his hand. I begged him, "Please, we need you. Mom needs you. You can't leave us." His discharge date had been moved up, so this was a huge surprise. We didn't know what was going on. And as I sat there and I watched them perform CPR, it broke me. I can still picture it. And if you've never seen somebody receive CPR, it's not like it is in the movies or on TV, folks. I hope you never have to witness that. About 20 minutes after I had been there, I knew it wasn't going to end well. I asked the doctors, even if you get him back, will he be brain dead? And if we got him back, likely that would be the case. So I just told them to stop. That's not how he wanted to live. That is not how we wanted him to live. And so they did. In that moment, a part of me died. And I blamed myself. I should have been there. I should have been there that morning. I should have done more. I should not have told them to stop. I blamed myself, and I believe others blamed me. Now they didn't, but in my head, if I blamed myself, what was I going to tell my mom? What was I going to tell my siblings? I failed, and I failed big. And it took me a long time to get over that, to truly believe that I didn't fail. I did what he wanted me to do, even though it's not what I wanted to do. So letting go, you have to let go of your mistakes, your perceived failures. They will get you nowhere in life. They will do nothing but burden you. And it's not something that you need to carry. When you drop that, when you let that go, you will be so much lighter. Now, it took me some time to get through that. And it took a lot of help to get through that. But it was at this point in my life that I found I truly was not doing what I loved. I looked at my father and said he did everything he wanted to do in his life, and he was happy. I need to change that. I'm Erica Gifford Mills, and you are listening to Get Rooted Radio, living it up, letting it go. When we come back, we'll move into staying true to yourself and loving yourself fully, even when you're not sure who that is. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of being tired? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the adrenal glands, the workhorse of the body? They are the means by which you position yourself in life for whatever comes your way. Tiny but mighty, producing hormones the body uses to promote energy and vitality. These adrenals determine how you respond to stress, and when depleted, the body loses its ability to function powerfully when we need it most. The much-needed adrenaline or epinephrine is not available for emergency situations. Cortisone and cortisol, the longer-acting anti-stress adrenal hormones, can also become depleted due to the pace of our everyday lives. We overwork and undernutrition our most powerful ally that helps us to live the lives we desire. We are able to determine the optimum function of the adrenals and put your system back in balance. Contact us today to feel powerfully energized at 888-777-4232 or visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you ready to create a life you'll really love? Then you'll want to tune in to the hit show Life Design Radio, From Adversity to Awesome with Susan DiLorenzo. Live each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. No matter where you are in your adversity story, Life Design Radio has got you covered. Get ready to feel inspired, enlightened, and motivated. For more information about working with Susan, visit SusanDiLorenzo.com.
Ignite your inner magic on Grow Your Soul Radio with Jane Machanga. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Jane Machanga explores how to overcome your fears to help you gain the inspiration you need to awaken your path to joy. Learn the way to life mastery and the enlightened path with Grow Your Soul Radio. For more information on Jane Machanga and her work, visit enlightened-path.com.
To find answers to life's questions, you need to look within yourself. Dr. Glenna Rice brings your questionable conversations on Transformation Talk Radio each month. Tune in each month for insight into how you can live up to your full potential. Dr. Glenna is a physical therapist, certified Access Consciousness, and Access Body Class facilitator. How does it get any better than this? For more information on Dr. Glenna Rice and her work, visit glennarice.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
We're back on Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. So early in the show, we talked about the need to let go. That's the letting go part of Get Rooted Radio. Now we're going to get into living your best life, living purposely without regret, and staying true to yourself. But first, just a reminder, if you want to get one of those free copies of one of the three books I mentioned earlier, just give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. Carter will get your information taken down and we will get that book out to you within the next week. All right, so living it up, loving it up. So a year or so after my dad passed away, I met a handsome young man, 9 years my junior. I was not looking for a relationship, nor was I probably ready for one. But we had a lot of common interests, and he was very sweet. And things were good, and he made me laugh, something that I hadn't done in a long time. And most importantly, my son liked him, which was crucial and unusual. Unfortunately, he had his own issues, primarily with addiction, but there were others. At the time, I wouldn't have admitted this, but I thought, this is my chance to help someone I couldn't help when it was my dad's turn. I'm a fixer, I admit it. It wasn't maybe obvious at the time, and I truly didn't acknowledge it, but I believe in love and helping others, and my perceived failure surrounding my dad's death, I wanted to help this young man and felt the need to help him. I was foolish, yes, but I wasn't weak. I wasn't weak to try to solve what I couldn't. I thought I was strong enough to handle the darkest of places. So I threw myself into a relationship that wasn't good for me. I tried to want it for him and attempted to assist him with recovery for over 3 years to no avail. This might not be the way of today's world to be a fixer. It's unhealthy, truly is, to love someone that isn't good for you, to try to mend what can only be mended by that person. But I tried because it's inherent in me. It's truly inherent within all of us. To care, to want to help, to give someone chances to better themselves. But no one can be saved and no one can save a person. No matter how much love you give, no matter how much you want for that person. It is not to say that you shouldn't lend a helping hand. You know, stay open, stay honest, stay authentic and caring. And you love the world. You truly need to love the world. We need more love in this world. But you need to love yourself first. It's dark and lonely out there sometimes, but being open to giving and receiving love is critical. However, not at the cost of your own heart, your own body, your own happiness, and your own health. Don't allow yourself to be destroyed in the process. Know what you deserve. And don't accept anything less. Remember, healthy relationships start with mutual respect. And that includes respecting each other's emotional and physical boundaries. When that no longer is given or exists, you must walk away. I say this because this is all of what I forgot. I knew this, but I forgot. I was so wrapped up at trying to help somebody because I failed to help my father that I forgot. I forgot that setting boundaries and saying no without guilt, because it was what was best for me and my son. With boundaries, you can choose what you will tolerate and what you won't. You set the limits as to who enters those boundaries, what words enter those boundaries, and what stays out. Saying no without guilt, without having to explain yourself or have negative thoughts or words or actions thrusted upon you, you deserve that. You don't deserve to be treated with disrespect. If you don't remember anything today, remember that no is a complete sentence and a complete answer. By showing yourself respect to set those boundaries and sticking with those boundaries is critical. If you don't, you risk your health, which is exactly what happened to me. In May of 2016, at the age of 42, I had an ischemic stroke. So an ischemic stroke is usually caused by a blood clot that blocks a blood vessel in the brain. This keeps blood from flowing to the brain, and then within minutes, the brain cells begin to die. So how on earth could this have possibly happened? I was in the best physical condition of my adulthood. I was training for a half marathon. I was eating properly. I was performing cardiovascular and weight training exercises. And I'm not going to lie, I looked pretty darn good. But unfortunately, the stress of the previous 4 years had taken its toll. Between my father's death, my mother's illness, because she's still fighting cancer at this point, wanting something for someone else, all of that, living with that chronic long-term stress was a contributing factor in my stroke. The burden I put on myself, nobody else put that burden on me but myself, by blaming myself and believing others blame me for my dad's death, burning the candle at both ends to help someone who wouldn't help himself, and not taking the time for myself, all led to this life-altering event. And I truly ignored the signs. It was a Monday evening, and I was looking at all the things I hadn't got done yet, looking at my neighbor's yards and saying, oh my goodness, they've got their gardens planted. Everything's done. I'm so far behind. Look at their comparison, thief of joy. I told you. I had this extreme headache. And so I went inside and I sat on the couch. I was having a little bit of a pity party. And my animals were just all over me. Both of the cats, both of the dogs. And when my boyfriend at the time came in and asked me, what's wrong? Are you okay? He noticed I had drooping in the side of my face. I was slurring my words. And he went to go pull me up. And the whole left side of my body was just numb. It was dead weight. He knew something was wrong. And so he took me to the nearest urgent care center. Luckily, upon my arrival, it was within 2 hours of the initial signs. And they were able to push a TPA, which helps to dissolve the clot and improve blood flow to the part of the brain being deprived of the blood flow. So I spent the night in their neurointensive care unit and was in the hospital for the next 4 days. I was discharged in denial. I went through 3 weeks of outpatient physical and speech therapies. And that was hard. It was difficult, but I was determined, mainly because I was pissed. I was mad at myself for letting this happen. And I was determined that it wasn't going to stop me. But then began the truly hard part. The emotional and mental journey. Letting go of the past and learning stress management techniques and getting over situations, circumstances, and issues that I can't control was key. And trust me, letting go and not being in control, you know, control freak here, I'll admit it, that was hard. And moving forward with no regret and no longer looking in the rearview mirror was all in order. Setting boundaries and removing the urge to fall back into the superwoman syndrome was next. It didn't happen overnight, and I still have issues. I am definitely a work in progress and under construction. So I mentioned the superwoman syndrome. What is that? I had a textbook case. So the superwoman syndrome, it occurs when a woman or a man, it happens to be, it could be Superman as well, is constantly striving and stretching herself to accomplish everything possible in a perfect manner and not putting herself as a top priority. How many of you out there feel that? I know that there are hundreds, if not thousands, of people saying yes right now. I was attempting to maintain multiple or conflicting roles and going overboard. I needed to face that and deal with that before I had another stroke. So creating and finding my balance was almost more life-altering than the stroke itself. Acknowledging my feelings and allowing myself to be vulnerable and asking for help was truly just the beginning. Deciding how I really wanted to live my life and then going after it, regardless of what anybody thinks, was the next step. Thinking back to my dad doing exactly what he wanted to do and doing it without question, that's what I wanted. I wanted a job. I wanted a career. I wanted a life that I loved. So breaking down the walls and building the boundaries so I could make it all happen was essential. You've heard you can have it all. But what is that all? I think that's a big problem in today's society. We're living what society thinks are the norms. And if we don't agree with those, there's a problem right there. When you live it up, you need to live that life that you want. And if that's not what the societal norms are, that's okay. We make that decision. We decide what having it all means. And we certainly don't need to keep up with the Kardashians. I suggest that you ask yourself, am I enjoying this life I'm currently living? Am I existing with a self-inflicted definition? And if you've answered yes or no, then we need to change that. You need to create your own happiness. So by this time, my mother has been in remission, cancer-free. It's nothing short of a miracle. However, there was other issues. She fell and broke her hip, and dementia was setting in hard and fast. And this strong woman was becoming frail and missed her husband so much. So we tried for a very long time to keep her in her home, but she was requiring more and more care. And again, I felt like a failure because I know she wanted to stay. I know my dad wanted her to stay in the home that they had built together, literally built together, and made into a home with their love. The final decision to put my mother in memory care was not one nor any of my siblings truly wanted to make. Again, I felt like that failure. The decision was made that was best for all and for my mom to allow for the care that she needed. She did blossom with the interaction and the memory care specialists. And it was very helpful to be able to go to visit her as a daughter and not a caregiver. But unfortunately, I still had extreme guilt over my dad and the fear of losing another parent during my watch. I was gifted with extra time with my mother, and I truly wasted it. My fear of letting another parent die on my watch robbed me of extra time. I kept an arm's length distance from my siblings and my mom because of that fear. I have to live with that regret. And if I could assist someone else to not have to go through that and to live without regret, and truly love my life and love myself so I can love others fully, I will do it. It reminds me of a poem, The Last Time. A portion of it reads, "The thing is, you won't even know it's the last time until there are no more times. And even then, it will take you a while to realize. So while you are living in these times, remember, there are only so many of them. And when they are gone, you will yearn for just one more day of them for one last time." My beautiful mother died December 2017. The comfort I have is that I could say my goodbyes. We were all with her that last day. I could witness my son saying, "You are my sunshine," to her on that last day. And most importantly, she was reunited with the love of her life. there are so many things that I would change in the last year of her life, more than I would have done. Spent more time and not been afraid, but I know that beating myself up about it won't change any of it. It is not healthy, nor what she would have wanted. There's a famous poem by David Harkin called She's Gone. And this is what I think about anytime I start having those feelings of regret. It says, you can cry and close your mind, be empty and turn your back, or you can do what she would want. Smile, open your eyes, love, and go on. And that's what I decide to do. So I let go. I live the life I want without regret. And I love myself fully based on all my mistakes and all my victories. And I challenge you to overcome your fears and resist the superwoman syndrome, to be true to you and set and keep boundaries. Remember, you are one person and cannot do it all by yourself. So my advice and cautionary message is don't deny yourself, your children, or your loved ones' happiness solely on what ifs and fear. Don't waste time on something that may or may not ever happen. In either event, you will make memories that you'll be able to cherish and not regrets that you will dwell on. This is Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. We're going on a quick break. And when we return, I'll share how you can work with me to conquer those fears and be triumphant over them. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's time to step into the power of yes. Creating the life you want is up to you. The power comes from saying yes to ourselves, yes to possibilities, and yes to change. Are you ready? Start achieving your goals and moving life in the direction you want. Tune in each month to Yes Minded Power Radio with Barbara Scheidegger to start living your future now. For more information about the show and working with Barbara, visit yesmindedpower.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Jen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com and visit jenniferzellup.com to thrive with Jen.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
Welcome back to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills. Are you ready to live your best life? Not sure where to start or afraid or apprehensive? Getting out of my comfort zone is when the magic started to happen for me. Are you ready to get out of yours? How do you do that? How do you live the rooted life? Most of us ask ourselves, why me, at some point in time? We have questioned ourselves. We wonder who we are and where we are going. We have thoughts of should haves, could haves, and expectations of others. As I've shared with you, I've had those. What if I did this instead? I could have done that. And they get you nowhere. You can't change the past. You can only go forward and learn from those. So I challenge yourself to ask yourself this. Are you living the life you want? Are you loving yourself the way you deserve? Are limiting beliefs and thoughts, your prior actions or events, holding you back? Are you looking at other people's lives and wishing and hoping for something more, believing the life is greener on the other side? I admit, I've done it. Sometimes I still do it. But that's when I kind of shake myself and say, stop. These are questions we may repeat in our heads or even out loud, but we don't act on them. action is key. Are we watering our own yard or just envying the neighbors? Trust me, I've been paralyzed with fear and with regret and with feelings of being overwhelmed. I have screamed, I can't. I don't know where to start. I've wanted to crawl in bed. And in fact, I have crawled in bed and just pulled the covers over my eyes. But did it get me anywhere? No. I think we've all been overwhelmed with all that we have on our plate and then unsure on how we find time for self-care with our responsibilities from work, from kids, significant others, family, friends, home responsibilities. I mean, how often do you find yourself functioning on autopilot? You feel disconnected from yourselves and those around you. I mean, I've done it. I've had days of just going through the motions, all of a sudden like, wait, how did I get from point A to point B? You're not alone in this. All of those questions and thoughts and actions and inactions were what led me to being on the radio with you today. Not releasing stress I was putting on myself until my body told me otherwise. It's learning to listen to yourself, seeing the signs even when you don't want to, and getting comfy being uncomfy. So how do you stop the worrying thoughts of regret? How do you learn to live life, love yourself, and let go of the negative self-talk and limiting beliefs? Truly by learning the right balance for you, not for someone else. How do you find it? How do you create it? Because it's a combination of both. It's not going to just appear for your life, definitely for your life. But you can bring harmony to your health and wellness, but you do need to look at your full self. You need to look at your mental, your emotional, your physical, and spiritual health and wellness. One of the ways that you can do that is by getting a coach, whether that's me or somebody else. Having an empowerment, a life coach, a personal coach, there are various names for it, truly helps. But you have to be unhappy with the status quo and make a choice to take a chance or your life will never change. The three C's. You make the choice, you take that chance for a change. It all begins and ends with you. What you give the power to is what will have power over you if you let it. So are you ready to learn how to live, love, and let go? One way to do that is through a group coaching series through Balance Symmetry, my coaching business, The Rooted Life. It's a virtual coaching, it's 12 weeks. It is amazing. I've had so many different clients go through that have seen things in themselves that they didn't realize. It's not an easy pill. You have to take a look at yourself. You have to be willing to take those steps and take that action to become rooted in your values, to see what is working and what's not working. And you do the work. I'm just a tool in your toolbox. And the greatest thing about all this is that you don't need to be in person to work with me. That's what's great about technology. I'm not in your living room right now. We are working through and we are getting information out to you in various ways. So if you'd like to contact me for a free discovery call, there's no strings tied to this, go to getrootedradio.com. That's getrootedradio.com. Take a look at the Rooted Life series, and you can schedule your free discovery call to find out how and what way would be best to work with a coach. If you mentioned Get Rooted Radio, you will get $100 off your package. And if you're a local or have the opportunity to go to my speaking engagements or workshops or women's retreats, let me know when you listen to me. I'd love to meet you in person. Biggest thing that I can tell you is that you need to be aware of yourself. Take time to look at what's working and what's not. Be true to yourself, to your values. Be willing and open to make change and set an example. You love yourself the way you deserve, and others will do the same. So So if you've missed any part of today's episode, go to transformationtalkradio.com. You can find on my page right there. You can also go to getrootedradio.com. You can find out all there is to know about balance symmetry and working with me. Also, my speaking engagements, my books, and my signature coaching series, The Rooted Life. And I truly hope that you stay tuned every second and fourth Thursday of every month at noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, and 9 a.m. Pacific, right here to listen to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, letting it go. Before I sign off, remember to ask yourself, am I living a rooted life? If the answer is no, take action to make that answer a yes. Have an amazing day, and I'll see you back here next time on Get Rooted Radio, living it up, loving it up, letting it go.
Thank you for listening to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills, living it up, loving it up, and letting it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com if you have missed any part of this hit show, and tune in on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific to live fearlessly in your more and powerfully rooted in your unlimited yes. For more information and to work with Erica directly, visit GetRootedRadio.com. That's GetRootedRadio.com, and get ready to live it up, love it up, and let it go.